This is KNKX News. Tattooing hurts, or at least that's what we think when we imagine needles penetrating our skin over and over again. But Seattle-based Tlingit artist Nahan would tell you otherwise. Nahan is leading the way in the Pacific Northwest in traditional indigenous tattooing and using his skills to heal and connect natives to their tribal identity. KNKX's McKenna Hunt spent a day at Nahan's North Seattle home, where he tattooed a traditional spirit face on the hand of his mother.
Nahan yuchat duasak, daklawedi nachatsiti, payu ka deki na yadi chatsiti, katasak dachchan ayachat, kaguantan ka sukach adi aya achdakanuku, siarok yechat kudziti.
Nahan gives his Tlingit introduction as he sits hunched over his mother's hand, intentional about each poke he is putting into her skin.
Poke by poke, we're reclaiming our power and tattooing ourselves back together again, stitching ourselves back together.
His mother, Frida, who also goes by her Tlingit name of Kashtulik, says there is no one in the world she would rather have tattoo her than Nahan.
I'm honored to have him as a son, and I'm honored to be his mom, and he has helped me find my culture and found a new way of living for me. It's a gift that no one else has given me or I've been able to achieve, so it's the safest place for me. My culture is my safest place.
Frida has 5 lines running from the bottom of her lip to the tip of her chin, a facial skin stitch that she proudly wears for her father's people. She often gets questions about the marks. Some days she obliges, while others she doesn't want to explain their significance.
At times I feel like I need to educate people because they do ask me, what's that on your face? Other times I'm not even wanting to share. Like it's beauty marks. These are my beauty marks. Mm-hmm. And I won't try to elaborate on that. It's something that people in mainstream society don't see enough of. And because we're revitalizing our ways and our tattoos, they're going to see more of that, where people are able to display their beauty.
Nahan says it has been predominantly Native women who have received these traditional tattoos.
I think that Native women are really good at stepping up, and they're more than capable of doing, holding the culture and holding the beauty that we all fight for and work to reclaim. And so that whole process of watching it has been a huge inspiration for me.
Redefining beauty standards is a part of what Nahan and many other indigenous artists are striving to achieve through their work.
It's important because it's something we always did and something the colonizers beat out of us. It's important because it's something that we did and the colonizers assimilated out of us. It's important because it's something we did and identified who we are, which aligns us with the power that comes from the land, it comes from the water, it comes from the sky, it comes from a sense of time that is hard for colonizers to comprehend today. It becomes a timeless thing.
With this revival, Nahan says even the physical sensation of being tattooed is perceived differently.
The tattoos aren't about pain, they're about healing. And so when we change that perspective on it, we start to ask, does it heal? That's my hope, is that we can ask each other that. How much did your tattoo help you heal? Instead of how much did that hurt?
Are you Raven or Eagle?
Eagle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk. Do you speak Tlingit?
No, not fluent.
Eagle or Raven? All Tlingits are members of one of the 2 moieties or groups. All people in a moiety consider themselves related to one another, as they can be related to the members of the opposite moiety through marriage. In the Tlingit culture, moiety is decided matrilineally through your mother, and in my case, my mother is an eagle from Yakutat, Alaska, so I am an eagle by default, as is Frida and Nahan. As a young Native woman, I have struggled to find my place in today's world. I am of light complexion, live far away from my Alaskan roots, and do not fluently speak my native tongue. But what I do have are my tattoos. Salmon berries are sprinkled on my arm and remind me of my fierce grandmother, who I spent hours with filling buckets of berries to make delicious jam. The Mount St. Elias mountain range on my wrist reminds me of where my ancestors made their home. A traditional form-line eagle surrounding a beaver on my forearm represents my moiety and clan house. And a Tlingit phrase meaning to have courage rests on my collarbone. Tattooing represents one aspect of our culture, Nahan says. Whether it's tattooing, carving, or dancing, these are the things that make us who we are, that make us indigenous.
It's all real connected. And so, you know, to be able to write this visual language, this body language, in the best way, in the fluent way that I can, then I start to be able to address our experiences a little more in our history and in our healing and all those different components that make up who we are right now.
As Nahan continues to tattoo his mother, he offers a blessing. He carefully lines the spirit face on her hand with the ink and needle, connecting the crest lines from right to left. Permanent regalia, he says, and a permanent reminder of where we have been and where we dare to go.
That story was produced by McKenna Hunt.